USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Social distancing expected to continue across the nation. As late yesterday, the CDC announced that events with 50 or more people that are planned over the next 8 weeks should be canceled or delayed. The agency specifically mentioning sporting events, weddings, and festivals. The daily business of places like schools not included in that proposed policy, although most schools are being closed because of the virus anyway. Cities including New York and L.A. banning dining out and in some cases closing bars and movie theaters. After calling for it for days, President Trump says he's pleased that the Federal Reserve has decided to issue an emergency interest rate cut.
They did it in one step, and I think that people in the market should be very thrilled.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Academy of Country Music is the latest to postpone a big event because of the coronavirus. The 55th annual ACM Awards were to take place on April 5th in Las Vegas. The show's now been postponed until September. Amid a lot of bare shelves in supermarkets across the nation, President Trump is urging Americans to take it easy.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus briefing Sunday, asking Americans not to hoard. He's spoken with the heads of many, many grocery stores across the country and promises shelves will be stocked.
They're going to work 24 hours around the clock keeping their stores stocked. I would like to say that people shouldn't go out and buy. We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
The president goes on to tell reporters in the briefing room,
you don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax. They're buying more than they buy at Christmas. Relax.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump says, in his words, he is strongly considering a full pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a Twitter post. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about having had contact with Russian officials. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he is, in his words, adopting some plans from some of his rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, the former VP announcing that he'll add Senator Bernie Sanders' college education plan to his presidential platform. Its goal is to make public colleges and universities free for families with incomes below $125,000. Biden says he's also picking up much of Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan. Are you among the many Americans stuck at home for the foreseeable future? Have you heard that Disney is trying to make things easier on you? Yeah, it's released the latest Star Wars installment days earlier than originally scheduled. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker was put out on digital platforms late Friday prior to what was supposed to be tomorrow's release date. That movie available for purchase on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, and some other platforms. And Disney has also released Frozen 2 on its streaming service 3 months in advance of the original date. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.